Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as we've discussed AI many times recently on this show, and lots of business people seem very interested in it. But can it help small business? Can SMEs get the benefit of AI with just an SME budget? Our regular tech guru, Andy O'Donoghue, has been looking into it and he joins me now. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Bobby.
Now, let's just look. As I said, we have discussed AI in multiple forms on the show. But if we look back a bit, Andy, and look at the origins of AI, they have relevance for small business.
Well, I think they do, Bobby. And I suppose it's no surprise when we talk about AI these days, we tend to talk about the crazy stuff, how it's going to change the world, the displacement of labor, how, you know, code breaking, cyber crime. You know, we always find the bad in it. But in finding the good, we tend to talk about AI on a very large scale, the sort of AI that's used by big companies. And often when we do that, we forget how relevant it is to small business.
Yeah.
And you know, over the years, I mean, it's funny, great Irish-American professor John McCarthy coined the phrase artificial intelligence almost 70 years ago. But it really did take around 25 years of what was primarily an academic discipline to make its way into useful kind of use within companies and industry. But even now, I mean, we see that Microsoft Office 365, Google's Gmail, they have AI integrations. Many of your listeners, I suspect, have tried out ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And whilst there are huge opportunities for big companies, SME owners should ask themselves what they can be doing, because they can get the benefit of AI without breaking the bank.
And just again, to look backwards for a minute, it's always some kind of trigger like ChatGPT or some part of AI that makes it accessible to everybody. So while it was bubbling away there for 50 years, it takes something like another innovation that's connected to it for it to break clear.
It does. And I suppose in the case of AI, really, it was the emergence of the large language models in the last decade, or what we refer to as LLMs. And that's the technology behind a service like ChatGPT. And that's the core bit that gives them their ability to generate human-like text. But interestingly, I mentioned a minute ago to you, John McCarthy, the ingenious computer scientist. McCarthy invented a type of what's called non-monotonic logic. And when you look back on his work, at the time it was incredibly academic and very interesting for people in the burgeoning artificial intelligence field. However, now when we look back at what McCarthy created, is he was essentially showing us how to write prompts. Now that we have the large language models, we have ChatGPT, we realize that it is all about the prompts. So the work of McCarthy 70 and 50 years ago is incredibly important now that we have a tool that is accessible to us all.
Okay. And if we look at practical applications for AI within small businesses, things like an automation of customer support, and you mentioned prompting there, so bots and robots that help one work through a manual or something like that, they're all, I suppose, obvious applications.
They're really obvious applications. I think customer support is a really interesting one, because companies like or products like ChatGPT now allow you to customize the chatbot based on your own material. So if you think about it, if you have if you're a small company and you make widgets, you can have your product manual, your installation manual, all of the bits and pieces that generally go in a box and get sent out to people. But if you can teach your bot the content, and then I suppose create effective responses to prompts, it allows people to engage with customer support and find answers very quickly. So customer support is a really obvious one, because it can be targeted on your specific business information. Bobby, that's incredibly powerful. It is not expensive to do. Literally, you will spend a few euros to create to create that sort of response. But I would say, I think the most obvious thing and probably the best place to start for SME owners is to start looking at kind of things that they can automate. And things like press releases, website content, social media content. ChatGPT is very good at some things, very bad at others, and average in a lot of the middle. But one of the things it's really good at is creating content that can be used on websites for brochures. But even the way it writes press releases is excellent. So if you have a small business and you think, well, I can't afford a PR company and I can't afford a copywriter for the web content, can I use ChatGPT? And even the free version will get you there. But for 20 euros a month, you can harvest enormous benefit.
What about, I suppose, regular Joe tasks within a business? Scheduling, invoicing, customer inquiries. Like, should every small business be looking at these kind of things and saying, listen, we can save some money here, we can improve process here, and again, start small and develop as you go along?
Yeah, and they certainly can. And one of the things that I suppose people need to do is, we talk about artificial intelligence and small business owners who mightn't be that tech savvy but know that it's important. They might think that ChatGPT is all there is to it, but there are an enormous amount of different tools and resources. And so what's happened is companies have created entire businesses using kind of the ChatGPT engine. As I said, Microsoft Office 365 and Copilot are really good, and they're also really good, you know, so doing the scheduling that you talk about is not only easy, but it's also very effective. Then you have, I suppose, some of your listeners will be familiar with what's called an API. And that's kind of this kind of interconnector to a service like ChatGPT. But for an extra few euros a month, you can buy the API service from ChatGPT, and that can be very powerful in generating content or responses based on information. And that information, Bobby, can be invoicing, it can be accounts, it can be weather information. I mean, we see the applications by KLM and food waste. We see the applications for AI and farming, telling farmers where to plant. They're huge tasks and changes. But for small business, processing invoices, making sure payments are done on time, or even planning the routes for the vans on the road can be achieved very easily.
And would you be advocating, Andy, that all SMEs should be maybe looking for technical expertise around AI to help them on their journey? Or is it about putting your toe in the water, you know, maybe allocating someone in the organization to come forward with ideas?
I think, Bobby, start with the second one and dip your toe in the water. And we know that, you know, the big consulting companies that we have in Ireland and around the world, they provide AI advisory services to larger businesses. However, what does the small business do? You've got to dip your toe in the water, and that means trying out ChatGPT, start asking it questions about your business, give it some information, then maybe, you know, create one of the custom bots. What I would say is you have to be thinking about artificial intelligence. A Forbes survey reckoned that operational costs of almost all companies could be reduced by 20% through automation and improved efficiency. We know the adoption rate is already very high. About 60% of businesses in the US have implemented some form of AI in their operations. That was a McKinsey survey, I think. And so what do you do? You don't need to go out and hire an expert, but what you can do is dip your toe in the water and go along to conferences. The likes of Enterprise Ireland and others and the Leos organize various conferences. Take every opportunity and every free resource you can to get you and your business ahead.
And AI itself may not be a bad business opportunity, given that we're seeing that the growth of AI has reached a staggering 733 billion expected in 2027. They're serious numbers if you wanted to get a piece of that.
Well, they are serious numbers. And I mean, I know in my own day job and work with university spin-outs, there are so many opportunities within the AI sector, from radiology imaging to analysis using AI. I mean, the opportunities are immense. But then there are also people who can look at things like, you know, planning routes, whether it's sales reps, whether it's installations by various staff, and think, okay, how can I create a business where I can help companies get the best out of their resources, save them money, and we can create a good business out of it? So it is. I mean, Bobby, it won't be long before it's a $1 trillion industry. And that is good news, I think, for all of us.
Yeah. Well, look, as always, Andy, you're a master of explaining the technical. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with SMEs, particularly relevant, I think, when it comes to AI. So thanks for joining us today and talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bobby.
Up next.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.